So as we begin this meditation, I take this moment to let go of any other outside pressures and become as present as I can possibly be, placing my attention on this practice here and now, breathing in and breathing out, letting go of all expectations. I work to become free. Instead of identifying with anything that's telling me I should be a certain way, after all, the focus of meditation can be summed up as simply as watching my own breath. And as I lose attention towards that breath and the mind tries to carry me away, I simply work to come back to the awareness of my own breath, moving in and moving out, rising and falling. This is our own journey into self-understanding and the growth of inner wisdom. Mindfulness, in many ways, is a type of remembering. If we can remember ourselves, we can come back to our breath. If we get lost in the mind, lost in endless thought, we are carried into all sorts of dark and unknown states. Instead, we take this time to practice and strengthen our attention. Simply work to be here right now, to experience your breath, to experience the life it gives you. I have found in my own practice, when I give gratitude to the simple things that are very often so easily taken for granted, it connects me to a higher order. Mindfulness, in many ways, is removing ourselves from being the focal point of our own lives. And when we are able to do this, we immediately connect with something different. Something that isn't always pushing us to be a certain way. And in this understanding, we let go of much of the pain from our lives. Unbeknown to most, the root of so much of our pain lies in our hidden identifications. Mindfulness is seeing the truth of yourself. And in that truth, we come back to a oneness, a connection to something beyond our own thoughts, beyond our mind, which leads us into the possibility to find true freedom and an elevated place to observe ourselves.